Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's a Victory Monday, baby. Gotta love it. Gotta marinate in it. Gotta feel it. Gotta go back and watch the game again and again and again, because it's a dub. So you can get into it. You don't have to sit there and go, oh, gosh, here's where they fumble, or here's where they screw it up, or here's where they give up the big score. Nope. Watch it again and again and again. Gotta love watching the Packers beat the Bears. A few things better in this life. I hope you're all doing well. Look at all these people already chiming in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Before we get to your comments, I want to give a shout out to the people at the Resch Center, the Plaza Pit Stop. Corey had a phenomenal time there pregame. Everyone who showed up, just an outstanding response. Carry the G, sold out in Green Bay, although I believe, if I'm not mistaken, stores will be getting a new shipment either today or tomorrow. So look for it again in the Green Bay, Fox Valley area. And Milwaukee, got some fun news for you folks. I will be in town along with Corey Behnke on Saturday night at Scout Wine Merchants in Shorewood. Come join us Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Scout Wine Merchants. They're going to have Carry the G on tap. They'll have tons of cans for you to buy. Of course, they'll have a great array of both liquor, wine, beer, everything your heart desires at Old Scout Wine Merchants. They'll have a food truck there. There's going to be music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you can all stop by 5 to 8 this Saturday night, the 24th, at Scout Wine Merchants. Corey and I will be there. Hope you stop on by, try some Carry the G, and we'll talk some Packers. It'll be a lot of fun. Hope you all can make it. What's going on in the comments section? So many people mixing it up already. Ryan starting us off with a super chat. Thanks, Ryan. I hope the Packers run more. When the Packers made their Super Bowl runs in the 90s, they weren't one-dimensional. Edgar Bennett and Dorsey Levens were just as key to the Packers as Favre and the wide receivers. So let 33 and 28 run. Well, I think you're seeing a change of identity here. Andy and I talked a little bit about it in Let's Talk Football, which just went up on the channel. You can check that out when I'm done here. But yeah, there's little doubt this is a team that needs to be run through, for lack of a better phrase, its running backs. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon should be the identity of this offense. There's zero question that Aaron Rodgers still has the goods and can still make a third down play and get you out of things and make some incredible throws. But Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers should not be the identity. It absolutely should run through Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. No question about it. And I do believe, hopefully, last night was the start of that. But we'll see. They'll probably come down to Tampa and, you know, come out five wide and throw it all over the yard and just to stick it in our face. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hope you're doing well, man. Brian, thanks for the super chat. On the drive home from New York from Lambeau, the only thing better than beating the Bears was meeting Corey and having him buy a Carry the G. Go Pack Go. Brian, that's awesome. I'm so glad you got to meet him. So glad you had some Carry the G. And, of course, just phenomenal you got to watch the Packers beat the Bears. That, my friend, is a successful trip. That's dope as hell. What else we got? Any chance we can bring back Kevin King? Packdat talked about this a lot through the offseason. I doubt they make that move unless injuries strike. Perhaps if they suffer an injury or two at the cornerback spot, maybe they make that call, but I would be very doubtful if they'd make that move anytime soon, as long as people are healthy. I know a lot of people were enamored with his live tweeting of the game last night. I thought it was dope as hell. It's great to see him still connected to his teammates, but I suspect the Packers have moved on for now. Benjamin, Watkins' ability to win his leverage is very valuable. I like how he looks. Thought he had some nice releases off the line of scrimmage last night, no doubt about it. And it was nice to see Matt get him involved early. The play action pass, the right seam, that was a great play to get things kind of kicked off on offense. And clear the big play at the end, just really great to see him, you know, basically bust open. You know, you see the two guys trailing there. Clearly, you know, the Bears are definitely playing the run at that point. So it's a nice time to try and take a shot. And clearly it was successful. It's funny, though, if you go back and watch the replay, and the Packers put up an angle from field level of Aaron Rodgers on their Instagram, You got to flip through, I think, to the second video. But also in the broadcast, after Watkins makes the catch, and he goes out of bounds, they cut back to Aaron, and Aaron's like shaking his head and muttering to himself. I'm pretty sure Aaron is like, why did you go out of bounds? Because it's like the end of the game. They're trying to salt things away. And big play, great job, but stay in bounds. Little things like that that I love. But regardless, just great to get Sammy Watkins involved, get him some production. Really, really nice to see him way more effective than he was in week one. No doubt about it. Have I seen the grades for the line? Trayson, I don't look at grades. I just look at tape. I mean, God bless people who put out the grades, whether it's Andy Herman, whether it's PFF, whoever. I don't look at grades. I just look at tape. Hope they wait until after the Tampa Bay game to bring Kevin King back. Okay. All right. Be nice. Let's be nice. Let's be nice. You didn't have to say it. Nags, I want our defense to make Brady throw tablets this weekend. Eric, you know, I do think they have the ability to frustrate Tom Brady, but they've got to stop the run to do that. And so far, I don't feel great about that proposition. Got to be honest. They've still got to do a much better job up front if they want to hold Fournette and company down. You saw, if you watched that Bucs-Saints game, obviously things went off there in the fourth quarter with the big fight. Prior to that, you know, the Bucs weren't doing much on offense. But when they were, and even after that fight, when they did, it was because they were able to pound the rock, you know, and use play action off of that. Fournette scares the hell out of me, man. And it's not that I think, you know, the Packers don't have the capability or the bodies or the players necessary, but they have shown precious little ability to shed blocks up front in a way that they didn't seem to have issues with during training camp, but it has not been great so far early on. Now, a lot of ball game left. Hopefully Reed and company get their legs under them, so to speak, and start giving Kenny a little bit more help, because Kenny was an absolute nightmare for the Bears last night, as he often is. But yeah, they got to do a lot better job up front if they hope to slow Fournette down, get Brady in the second and third and longs, and then hopefully take advantage. Because I know you guys saw the news. Evans most likely suspended. I know he's going to appeal, but I'll be very surprised if that doesn't get upheld. Godwin, who knows what his status is going to be. So the Packers are catching the Bucs at a pretty good time in that regard. But none of that is going to matter, you know, if they can run 4 or 5 yards a clip. They've got to be way more stout up front than they've shown through these first 2 weeks. Bearded Yeti, thanks to Super Chat. My wife is having a rough week. Can Sam please get a Go Pack Go? What's up, Sam? Look, it's a rough week. It's only Monday, so that's tough. That's a tough gig when it's only Monday and you're having a rough week. But Go Pack Go. Just remember, the Packers got a big W against the Bears, and the Bears still suck. So that should help get through things at least a little bit. Benjamin, would love to see some more aggressive safety play. Saw some clips of the safeties getting washed quite easily. Do you mean in the run game? Or do you mean biting on play action and getting beat in routes? I think there are, you know, certainly some rough patches for Savage last night. I don't think there's any doubt there. They definitely need a little bit more consistency. I will say that. There, I would give that to you. Packdat, thanks to Super Chat. When Bakhtiari is back, who do you think is our best five on the line? Well, I think what the starting line will be is what you saw last night, but with Bakhtiari inserted for Yash. You know, look, I can't knock Newman's ability in game last night. I thought he held up pretty well. I think he played better in his natural, or I don't even say natural, but the spot he played it all last year. You know, there's no doubt Jenkins was a little rusty, but I think that five, if Bakhtiari was in there for Yash, that would be your five. I know everybody wants to get Zach Tom on the field, and so do I, but I don't see them taking Newman or Runyon off the field outside of an injury for Zach anytime soon. We always have Abernathy. I mean, who knows? Still a young guy, hasn't played a lot obviously yet here in the regular season. They had a great camp, but I think it would take an injury to either Savage or Amos to get Abernathy on the field with any kind of regularity. Quay showing the talent slash awareness slash cover skills that made him a first round pick for the Packers. Kevin, man, I don't want to say he's a revelation, but holy cow, it is so great to watch an inside backer in a Green Bay Packers uniform play with such violence and explosion and the ability sideline to sideline to cut down angles. How many times over the years have we seen ball carriers, even not even trying to go out wide, but just going off tackle and either a step late or, you know, arriving with a poor technique, etc. Man, he just arrives and gets the people on the ground, and he arrives in a bad mood. I love it. I love watching him play. What else we got? John Dale, thanks for the super sticker. Appreciate it, buddy. Is Amos playing high self out of an himself? I think you're talking about. Is Amos playing himself out of an extension? It's two games. Y'all need to calm down. He's not playing himself out of or into anything yet. A lot of ball game left. Hi, Nags. Longtime podcast listener and first-time YouTube listener. What's up, Nicholas? Thanks for joining us. I'm going to Green Bay for the Cowboys game. What should I do while there? I will have to point you to the official Aaron Nagler What to Do in Green Bay video that we did during training camp. But you should definitely hit up the Plaza Pit Stop at the Rest Center 3 hours before kickoff, because either Corey or myself will be there. And you can try some Carry the G. It'll be a good time. How are the plans for London, Nags? John, I'm glad you asked. I hope everyone, every single person, it's not a Patreon-only event. It's anybody who utilizes Cheesehead TV in any way, shape, or form can join Corey and I Friday, October 7th at 4 p.m. at the Dog and Duck. Join us for a pint. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there for a few hours. If you can't get there right away, don't worry. We're going to be hanging out. I've contacted the Dog and Duck to try and explain what the hell it is going on. But, you know, they're just like, are you coming to drink some beer? And I'm like, yeah. So hope you can join us Friday, October 7th, 4 p.m. That will be the one kind of official Cheesehead TV meetup while we're in London proper. We might be doing something with the Packers for their official pep rally on Saturday night. So stay tuned. Regardless, I think we're going to go, even if we're not like officially involved. I think Corey and I are definitely going to show up, since we're staying at a hotel that I believe is like three blocks away from where they're having the pep rally. So we're going to be there regardless. But that Friday, 4 p.m., the Dog and Duck, be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. Had by all. I feel like LaFleur called a phenomenal game last night. Well, Nicholas, of course he did. You know why? Because he called a bunch of runs. More runs than he's ever called, according to him just now, a little bit ago at his press conference. I'm kidding. But, yes, I felt like he did a good job of sticking with the run. And the stuff that they worked off of the run action and off the run game seemed to really complement it. I loved that they got Randall Cobb the ball out of the backfield on an angle route or a choice route. I'm not quite sure which one it was, but that's something, you know, we talked about here on Packers Daily all offseason, you know, getting him involved as part of the game plan. And even then, they had some game plan plays for him, but he also got stuff off schedule with Rodgers in the red zone towards the end of the first half, 2 minute drill, etc. So it's just nice to see Cobb involved. And some of that was off run action, but some of that was design pass, etc. But yes, I thought Matt definitely called a good game. No question. Benjamin LaPlume, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Really appreciate it, man. Appreciate the support. Daniel, why don't you jump on a jet, come down to Florida for the game, bring a case of Carry the G so I can get a taste of this liquid gold. Daniel, you just supply the jet, and I'll be right there. Fraser, Nags, any plans to get coach on transplants again this season? Yeah, we got plans. We got all sorts of plans. We just have to wait. But yes, hopefully we'll have coach on at some point. I mean, I don't know. We're not part of the Barstool Sports podcast network. Apparently, he'll go on anything on that website. I kid because I love, but yes, hopefully we'll have him on sooner rather than later, but definitely planning on having him on Transplants at some point later this year. But speaking of Packer Transplants, no, we missed it last week. Couldn't be helped. LiveX is absolutely insane this time of year. Packer Transplants will return tomorrow night, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Corey and I will break down the game against the Bears and look ahead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll talk about the hotness. We'll talk about this week in the Packer blogosphere. It's going to be a good time. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. right here on the YouTube channel. Hope to see you there. Why can't we stop the run in the fourth quarter? David, that's an excellent question. To me, it was about not getting off blocks up front. Look, you're playing the pass. I understand that you're trying to protect the lead and you're willing to give up whatever, a few yards, but not 20-plus yards on second and 20. Man, they did a piss-poor job of getting off blocks there in the fourth quarter. More than anything, the front seven in general. There was a stretch where I think Kenny was on the sideline trying to get a blow, and then you see him run back on because they're like, God damn, we got to stop the run here eventually. That was a very poor job by everybody. And there's no one person you can point to. Everybody did a poor job getting off blocks there in the fourth quarter. That's something they cannot have happen. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about going down to Tampa next week and trying to stop that running game. Need a much more consistent, much better performance across the board from your front seven. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Yeah, but how about 27-10 for you? Yeah, but nice to beat the fucking Bears. There you go, Ed. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Go Pack, go. Tom Brady, Wayne Brady, the Brady Bunch, don't care. Pack by 20. Matthew, I like the confidence. Not so sure I agree, but I like the confidence. Erica, are we doing the show with AJ Dillon this year? No, we are not. Had a lovely time with AJ last year. But he's a big star now, and I think tonight would have been the night we'd be doing the show with AJ, and you'll see if you go on his social media. He's on Inside the Huddle, local Green Bay show, television, big time local TV. So he doesn't need no piddly Johnny-come-lately internet people. He's a big TV star now. No, I'm totally kidding. We love AJ. Major shout out to AJ and Aaron Jones for stopping by the Packers fence on Saturday. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of all over our social. Go to at Packers fence on Twitter. Both AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones showed up during the creation of the fence, during the painting. Aaron Jones was amazing. He was there after it was done and he took pictures with everybody. Very, very cool of both of those guys to show up. Just absolute legends, both of them. Dave, thanks for the super chat. No more night games. Dragon today. I hear you, Dave. Man, I hear you. But it's the price you pay when you have a good team. People want to see them. People, by people, I mean TV execs. They want those eyeballs on the television. So, yeah. Unfortunately, I think we got to deal with that Buffalo game yet. That's going to be fun. Why does it feel like Christian Watson is accident prone currently? Do you think it's irking Rodgers? No, if you're talking about the fumbled snap, the snap that hit him, snap's not even supposed to go off there. I think that's on Myers. Matt said it was snapped early. So I don't think that's on Watson in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think it's irking Rodgers any more than everything else irks Rodgers. But no, I don't think there's anything special there. Ed, again, thanks, bud. Best way to stop Bear fans from whining, ask them, so what was the final score? Yeah, look, I understand that they feel aggrieved because of the non-touchdown call on Fields. Whatever other nonsense Zapruder film like that they're putting out there today on the old Twitter. Look, man, you got to take the L. It was 21-3 at half. Just get back to the drawing board. I understand. Look, I get it. Their team is terrible. They have no hope. They're Bears fans. So you just kind of pat them on the head and go about your way because Packers got better fish to fry. Best tackler in the defensive backfield. Ray, is that a question? I don't see a question mark or an exclamation point. Watson took Amari's gadget plays. Huh. Yes. Yes, he did. They're trying to get an athlete on the field. Look, it's funny because Amari went from zero snaps to one snap last night. Randall Cobb only had 20 snaps, you know? Unless Randall goes down, I don't think Amari's seeing the field. And even then, they might probably give some of those snaps to other people. And I don't know. No one will say what Amari has not done or is doing wrong or has, like, struggled with. We've got the one little quip from Rodgers at his locker. No one's asked Coach about it. So I don't know. Although, speaking of asking Coach, I will be in Wisconsin this week, and I'm thinking about, you know, showing up for some of those press conferences. So maybe I'll ask him. That'd be fun. We should never lose to a team with a coach who uses a post-it note for a play call sheet. The Bears still suck. Daniel, breaking it down. I love it. Why did Wyatt only have four snaps? What happened? Nick, they like other guys more, especially early on. I'm not surprised. The kid has got a long way to go. Knew this coming out of camp. Young defensive linemen always take a little bit of seasoning, a little bit of time to round their game out. There's zero doubt in my mind they want to get Reed, TJ Slayton, especially, of course, Dean Lowry. They're going to get those guys in the rotation way before they're going to get Wyatt out there. His time will come. Just be patient. And I know everybody wants something out of him right away because he's a first-round pick, but the Packers are always going to err on the side of development. Going to be cautious with him, and they're going to bring him along. Now, if guys keep getting run over, maybe he gets a little bit more playing time to see what he can bring. But in the time being, they're gonna play some other guys first. A big talker showing up to the pressers. Look out! We will see. We shall see. All right, everybody, I have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.